Cadman presents Essential Anais Nin. Copyright 1966, 1967, 1969, 1971, 1974, and 1976 by Anais Nin. Production copyright 1972, 2007, HarperCollins Publishers.
First, I would like to say that it was not nostalgia which made me edit and publish the diaries. It was not nostalgia for the past, but the knowledge that the people I was writing about are playing a role in our present life. This is true of almost all the ones I mentioned in the first volume: Henry Miller, Lawrence Durrell, Antonin Artaud, and a long list of other personages who are still dynamically influencing our present life. The first one I will read about is Antonin Artaud, because of his influence on the theater, because of his influence in film, because he really perceived in the 30s all the changes that would take place in the cinema and on the theater, and particularly this desire for the loss of distance and objectivity so that the drama would be something we would become involved in. I'm reading you about a meeting with Artaud at the Sorbonne. It was the schoolroom of the Sorbonne. Alain D. and Artaud were sitting at the big desk. Alain D. introduced Artaud. The room was crowded. The blackboard made a strange backdrop. People of all ages, followers of Alain D.'s lectures on new ideas. The light was crude. It made Artaud's eyes shrink into darkness, as they are deep set. This brought into relief the intensity of his gestures. He looked tormented. His hair, rather long, fell at times over his forehead. He has the actor's nimbleness and quickness of gestures. His face is lean, as if ravaged by fevers. His eyes do not seem to see the people. They are the eyes of a visionary. His hands are long and long-fingered. Beside him, Alain D. looks earthy, heavy, gray. He sits at the desk, massive, brooding. Artaud steps out on the platform and begins to talk about the theater and the plague. He had asked me to sit in the front row. It seems to me that all he's asking for is intensity, a more heightened form of feeling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?